chaverim. So says Rav Volbi, v'hine hadvarim noraim. These are words which are nora. Nora means awesome. She'im yesh midot ra'ot. If a person has bad midas, bein ha'oskim b'tera, whether he's learning Torah, nikrazeh she'ein oskim b'tera. He's called as if he's not learning Torah. Anu, haynu miyachsim le'tzibuk hazeh. And we, when we look at these people who are, so to speak, they don't have good midas, and they're learning Torah. Ulai, taina shel shelo lishma. Maybe they're learning Torah shelo lishma. It's still Torah, it's just shelo lishma. Viru chazal doesn't say like that. Barum milalo. It's clear in their words. The ein zenikra esik b'tera klal. It's not called learning Torah at all. It means you can spend 2 years in yeshiva learning Torah, having pshat in a tosis, knowing all Gemara Kedushin back and forth, and you know, you go to Shemaim and they say, well, no, how much Torah did you learn? Oh, I was in yeshiva for 2 years, then I went on to yeshiva for another 3 years, then I was learning Chavrusa 3 hours a day, I was steiging away, I went through Moed, I went through Noshim, I went through Nezikin, Kodshim, half of Kodshim. And Taurus as well. But you know, and then, wow, amazing. So how many hours of Torah did you learn? So the Malach looks at him. Zero. What do you mean zero? Look at all these hours. No, you don't get it. You don't get it. No midas. You didn't work on yourself. You didn't work on yourself to become a better human being. Zero Torah. This is not Torah Shelo Lishma. This is zero Torah. Torah has to come with midas. Says Rav Volbi, Musa. Why do you learn Musa? To make you a vessel to contain Torah. What happens if you have a vessel that has a hole in it? You pour the most beautiful wine in it, it'll go out of the hole. Or, if it's dirty, you take the finest wine and you put it in a dirty vessel. Mm-hmm. It's not even worth a shekel. Rav Volbi actually helps us a little bit with this next line. Ki b'makom she'oskim b'Torah. In a place where you're involved in learning Torah. Says Rav Volbi, I like this word. This word gives me a bit of a comfort. Behechrach. It's definite that metapchim midot tovot. It must be that you're developing good midas, the shalom b'nei, and peace amongst you. That means if you a litmus test of if you're learning Torah or not is if you feel and you see in yourself a development of your character, and if you see that it brings you to be more at shalom with your fellow man, more at peace? Or does it make you rougher? Or does it make you more of a baal gaiva? If it makes you into a better human being, kanireh, you're learning Torah. That's the litmus test if you're learning Torah. How do I know if you're learning Torah? Torah is not mathematics. Maths, I want to know if you're good at maths. I test you at the end of the year. Or you get a GPA in whatever you're learning. GPA it's called. Mm-hmm. You see what you get. We know if you did it. Here, you do well in Rabbi Tain's tests. Or any test that you get here. Means nothing. Because it's not the test for Torah. The test for Torah, says Rav Volbi, is how are you with your friends? And is there shalom? Do you create shalom around you? Do you create a nice atmosphere around you? That's the test if you have Torah. So this is a personal question. How much do I create shalom around me? How much do I mitnaheg with good midas? Is it an improvement on how I behave? Or did I just take whatever I had in university and dump it into the yeshiva? Or is there an improvement? Is there a change? Is there a growth? That's a litmus test of do I have Torah. Vahadvarim brurim, says Rav Volbi. Things are very clear. Malche Hasharet, the angels, Nikru Chaverim, they're called friends. Yan, She'ein Beinehim Kina Sina V'Tacharut. They're called friends because there's not between them no jealousy, no hatred, and no, like, competition when you're competing with your fellow friend. Tacharut. That means you're not trying to be the best guy in your Gemara share. You're not trying to be better than Plony in how many hours you're learning. You're not trying to finish the more daf of Gemara or know the most halachas or be the cleverest guy in your share. No. You just want to learn Torah because you want to be close to your Creator. Ulam, however, says Rav Volbi, ain't behem yetzahar. Klal, they have no yetzahar. Masha enken, talmidei chachamim, people who are sitting and learning Torah. Sheyesh lehem yetzahar, they have a yetzahar. Rather, shetoratam mitakenet otam. Talmidei chachamim have a yetzahar, but their Torah fixes them. Alkei nikru chaverim gam hem. Therefore, Talmidei Chachamim are also called Chaverim. The Gemara called the Talmud Chacham a Chaver. That's the Lashon for him.
What's a Chaver?
Chaver means a friend. V'hem b'dugmat Malchei Hasharet. They're like these angels. Kefi shekatav HaRambam b'perush Mishnayas Perek Beis Mishnah Perek Beis d'Demayim Mishnah Gimel. Because they're speaking about an Ama Aretz doesn't take tithes. The tenth. Doesn't take tithes. Or says most Amaratsim take, a few of them don't take, so they made Gezerah that you all produce you need to take, it's called Demai. Talmidei Chachamim take, and they're called Chaverim. So why is the Gemara call them Chaverim? Call them Talmidei Chachamim. Why is the Lashon for Talmidei Chachamim Chaverim, friends? Because, yeah, people who
tithe from Demai.
Why are they called Chaverim? Because they connect with each other, they connect with other people, they're friendly to other people. If you ever see big people, everyone likes them. That's a sign that a person's big. If people don't like you, there's a sign there's something wrong with you. It's a sign you have to work on yourself. Everyone likes people, right? For example, if you feel right. Al Kain, therefore, Nikru Chaverim, they call friends. Gam hem, Dugmat Malchei Hasharet. They like the Malchei Hasharet. We said that. Chaver Nikru Talmidei Chacham. A friend is called a Talmid Chacham. Veken Yikru Talmidei Chacham Chaverim. We call Talmidei Chacham friends. Ulai Nikru Beze, they call this Hashem, this name. Ki Chevra Ze Leze Chavera Ne'emana. It's a trustworthy friendship. Saying something very important. Ki hi chevra l'shem shamayim. He's not friendly with you because he can get something from you. He's friendly with you because he likes you. He cares for you. That's how he's friendly with you. Not because what he can gain from you. Not because we can go to the bar together and have fun together and you're fun to be with. No. He's friendly with you and he cares because he cares for you. Ulam. However, until we merit this, liyotenu chevra l'shem shamayim, there will be a friend l'shem shamayim. We won't have any interests in the guy. Having fun with him, we care. That's why he's friend. We're ne'eman to him. We're trustworthy to him. Chovotenu lahashtit chavarenu al yesod shoder eret. It's our chov. To help our friends in a way of derech eretz, with proper midas. Ubo ro'e hagdarato hanifla shel Rambam. Look at what the Rambam says. B'ma'ato shel derech eretz mishnah shiri perikam kedushin. The end mishnah of kedushin. Look at what the Rambam says about friends. I'm just going to quote the Rambam. Kol she'eino lo b'mikra. Anyone who doesn't know chumash, lo b'mishnah, doesn't know mishnayis. V'lo, it means Torah, it means Talmud as well. V'lo b'derech eretz, doesn't have good midas. Eino mina yishuv, he's not part of this world. Derech Eretz hu chaburat bnei Adam. It's a group of people. Chaburat Tova. It's a good group. Benachat u'bemusa. Benachat, with peacefulness, and with Musa. Harei shnei tnaim achavra tova. There's two conditions to be in a good group of friends. Nachat, peace, for Musa. And Musa. Ma sha'ani ome benachat. What I mean benachat? Benachat shomim mekabli mimenu. That you say something, and they, in a nice way, and if it's true, they accept it from you. V'tzarich lemimrinuhu benichuta. You have to say things in a pleasant way. Ki hecha delikiblinuhu mine, in order that people will accept it from you. Ma sha'ani omer b'der schok or kas, if I say in a joking way or in an angry way, ain a benachat. It's not said in an accepting way. Ve'enu mitkabel. It's not accepted. Ve'enu bone chabura tova. And it doesn't build a good group of friends. Aval nachat levad enu maspik. But to say something in a pleasant way, to be pleasant with your friends, to be pleasant with the people around you, not sharp, pleasant, that creates friendship. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Rishonim there, says, how you kona, Rav Yonah says that. Rav Yonah, Ben Yonah says, how you kona a friend? Buy matanas, give him stuff, or pius dvarim, nice words. That's called benachat. You know when you're with someone and you like being around them? It's so pleasant in their company. That's how you make friends. That's called pius dvarim. You compliment them, you're a nice guy, you speak nicely about them. They like being around you. You praise them. Those are the type of people you like being around. V'kol haminiim, hanafshiim, biyachasim, hachevratiim. All those things which stop a person. Banochiyut mikoram. The makor for a person not having this nachat, this pleasantness about people, because he's focused on himself, his anochiyut, his ani, I. He wants to show himself. He wants to have dominion. He wants to control the shir. He wants to look, see how good I am. That's his yetzara. That doesn't create friends. Svilut shel yiush. Chashdanut. That he's svilut shel yiush. What svilut shel yiush means? He's so vel yiush. It means he's carrying on him dismay, chashdanut, thinking what people think about him.
Suspecting
other people. Bikorat, akara mize, hensurot abitul anochiut. Like telling people off. Those are forms of anochiut, of being thinking about yourself. Hametu eved l'toch hachevra, which are disgusted amongst friends. Negid bitui anochiut eile. Against these expressions of thinking about yourself, a person has to fight. That means if he doesn't fight, he has them. In order that he seemed to create a good group of friends. This is the Musa that I'm speaking about here. Asher baal derech eretz, person is good midas, chayv l'rasen. To like control how he grows, the growth of his anochiut, of his own thinking about himself. Kishun ifgash im chavera, when he meets his friends. Umama od mutal al kol zochel istatef b'chatzerot Hashem, mekomot ha'ter. What's it so good that people have the opportunity to be in the chatzer, the courtyard of Hashem, in places of Torah, i.e. Shiva? Be so careful. Be so careful in the laws of Derech Eretz in all its ways. His massive matan, the way he deals with people, is benachat, is pleasant with his friends. Hino migidrei avas Hashem. That's the gedo of avas Hashem. How you with your friends is magdi your avas Hashem. You're nice. You're pleasant. People like being around you. You're not sharp. V'kiddush Shem Shamayim ba'olam. And there's a kiddush Shem Shamayim in the world. Amru. Yud Beit Elef Zugim Talmidim Hayul Rabbi Akiva. He had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. Kulan Meitu Beperek Echad. This is Warren Ivamas. They all died in one period between Pesach and Atzeret. They were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. They were Mekablei Torah Shebaal Peh. Kol Torah Shebaal Peh came from Rabbi Akiva. Why did they not become the Mekablei Torah Shebaal Peh? Why was their chisaron that they had to die in a mita mishuneh? Because they were knowing kavod, the proper kavod to each one. It doesn't mean they were balim mushchatim. It doesn't mean they were bad people. It doesn't mean they were over averus. It didn't mean they embarrassed their friends publicly. It didn't mean they were over ono. Lavim of mufurashim b'tar. We're talking about Talmidi Rabbi Akiva. It meant that they didn't behave in an appropriate way with their friends. They could not be Mekablei Torah. They did not have bad midas. But for being Mekablei Torah, that wasn't sufficient. Advarim mavhilim. These words, we can't think about them. Kama al Talmidei Chachamim. How much is on Talmidei Chachamim? Same with Savta. That are together. Lizaher. To be careful. Right? B'kvod chavareim, the covet of their friends. Kol shekein, us, we're not your Talmidei Chachamim. We have to be careful. We want Torah. If we want Torah, we have to work on our midas. How much time do we go over our Musa Seder? How much do we work and we think about, how did I behave yesterday? Am I improving in my midas? Am I working on my midas? Well, I'm only going to do Chazara on the Gemara, but my midas are staying the same. Do Chazara on your midas. Before you go to bed, think about who you are, how you behave. Did you behave properly? Did you work on your anger? Did you work on your savlanut? Did you work on being nice to people, on caring for people? Did you work on those things? Is there an improvement? Or just one more daf you put under in your pocket, but your midas didn't change? Hen, behold, kol eila an hagod of derech eretz, all these ways of proper behavior. Adayin lo higanu bezeh liktzot darkei chevra shehi l'shem shemayim. We still didn't get to the level, what means a chevra, a group of people who are serving Hashem l'shem shemayim. Yamod l'chol apachot. It should stand at least lifnei einenu, in front of our eyes. Mechazeh ne'edazeh. This view of the world of people who come together l'shem shemayim. Shalchevra kazola. This type of friends. Sibu shel talmidei chachamim chaverim. A group of talmidei chachamim who are friends. Asher kol iskam b'tera, all the involvement in the Torah, u'bavodus Hashem, mitoch achva v'ava, through friendship and love. Now I was going to tell you something, this is a big thing. In the time of the Rishash, I think it was, they wanted to make a chabura of Talmidei Chachamim, who were learning Torah Sanista together, and through that chabura, they were going to bring Mashiach. That means their friendship brought Mashiach. A group of people studying Torah together with Av V'Achva can bring Mashiach. That's a tikkun, such a big tikkun in the world. Could you become Mokum Hashrav Shechinah, the place of His Divine Presence? Dava Acher. Hayoshvim Beganim Chaverim Makshivim. So this is quoting now the Midrash that we brought above. Kishi Yisrael nichnasim lebati knesiyot, into places of prayer. Koyin Kriyat Shema, b'kivun adas, and they read Kriyat Shema in the proper intentions. B'kol echad, in one voice. B'dad, b'tam echad, in one thinking, towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then, Kodesh Baruch Hu omer lehem, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells them, Hayoshevet beganim, k'shatem korim chaverim, when you are called friends, anim u'palmal yashim, me and my hosts, I all the malachim, all the angels, makshivim l'kolecha, and we listen to your voice, Hishmi'eni, and we hear it. Aval kashisro koin krishma, but tiru fadas, they read krishma quickly, without thinking. Zem magdim, zem ma'acher, this one first, this one afterwards. Ve'eni mechavim datam krishma, they don't bring the das together. Ruach HaKodesh savachat, Ruach HaKodesh cries out, v'omer, barach dodi, my friend left, and it seems to you to my host above, who are similar to your covered in one voice, i.e. they are saying silently your honor in one voice, with a one pleasantness al hare b'shamayim, on the heavens, b'shmei shemayim elyonim, the above heavens. Ma nifla, how beautiful and wonderful this thing is. Ketzed melamdim otanu chazal, how chazal teach us, b'zeh likro kriyat shema b'tzibu, we say kriyat shema together, b'ni'im, togetherness, b'kol echad, in one voice, b'deil, b'tam echad davka, with one thinking, with one, like tam, one zing, like a song, all together, complete togetherness. Mm-hmm. When we read Yichud Hashem, Shema Hashem, okay, Hashem Echad, we say Hashem Echad, God's one, mm-hmm. with unity, you're ready to Hashchina Aleph, the Hashchina comes down. Because what does it mean? So Gemara says, what's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin? Mi goy gadol. The Am Yisrael and Echad are one. When we're one, that kiviyachol is a representation of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, of God's oneness. Zehu inyan tefillah v'tzibu, the unity that we come to daven and praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ulu'umat chiyuvenu livnot chabura ni'ima, and we have this chiyu, this obligation to build a friendship, a group of people doing avodas Hashem with ni'imut, with pleasantness. So derech eretz v'sivu lasok b'terah tefillah, tzivu that learns Torah and davens b'ni'imut b'tzavta together. Mitzuvim gam al tshuva b'tzivu. We also command to do tshuva b'tzivu. Yom Kippur. Shemehavim chevra echad, become one group of people. Chayvim v'pashvesh v'masav b'toch tzivu, to do tshuva. If this is the case, Mahi Yeshiva. So what does it mean, Yeshiva? Havi Omer comes to say, Shehi Mokom Hagidul Lechevra Idealit. It's a place we create the ideal friendships of togetherness. Biyoter Achevra Hashem Shemayim, that we're coming together Hashem Shemayim. You should know this when you enter yeshiva. You're not entering yeshiva only just to learn Torah and fix your midas. To make your friendship that year with all these people that you're working together in such a friendship of togetherness and oneness. You're supposed to be those who build the tzibu. They don't have this example in the world. The shleimut hamidot, in complete good midas, ba'achdus, in unity, hashifa b'shituf ha'pu'ula le'avodas Hashem, in oneness with the desire to come together in avodas Hashem. That's what yeshiva is. You're not just coming for individual learning sessions. You're coming to come together as a group of people with achdus avodas Hashem. And dibuk chav chaveri, and the connecting of friends, sarich liyot, ko mushlam, so complete, shu yachzik ma'amad, it will still remain, gam shekvar Mizman tzu mi yeshiva. Even when you left the yeshiva, you had these people as friends. Kishrei chevra. Shit rakmu b'mokom tera. The connection of friends which were brought together in a place of terror. Toch avoda mishutefet b'tera. We work together to grow in Torah and avodas Hashem and avodas Hashem. V'hem chazakim me'od. Such friendships are very, very strong. V'meshach kol ha'chayim. And for the rest of your lives, yocholim liot mekor le'idud v'itzchazkut. To be, those friendships can be a source of strength for you to grow in your avodas Hashem.